live look in Oakland. As we first reported last Friday, hackers got into Oakland City Hall computers and phone systems, shutting down all non-essential services. Today, Oakland declared a state of emergency. NBC Bay Area's Audrey Assistio has more on the impact and what's being done right now. Audrey.
Raj and Jess, the state of emergency will allow the city to quickly buy equipment and materials and activate emergency workers to safely restore systems. The city isn't saying how much the attackers are asking for or the extent of the attack, but it has caused quite a mess.
It seems like it's kind of ridiculous.
David Green is hoping to file a police report in person after someone stole his cell phone, but doing so has required a lot of patience.
You come down here, and I've been here over an hour. And the people over there, I think she's been here for about 2 hours already, so I don't know.
Residents trying to file a report, pay for fees, and or connect with city leaders say it's been nearly impossible. Councilmember Noel Gayu says City Hall has pretty much been closed since the attack, so residents are going old school, sending him actual letters to address their concerns.
We need to take this as a warning of broader attack threats and harden our security at all levels.
Cybersecurity expert Sachin Bansal with Security Scorecard says Oakland was particularly vulnerable due to its older systems and limited resources, which is common in many local governments.